Are you a motivated self-starter?
Todd Gurley, running back, University of Georgia.
A team player.
Leonard Williams, defensive end, University of Southern California.
Someone who can contribute immediately.
Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are looking for you. We have great benefits. You'll work in a high-energy environment. We're taking applications now.
Dante Fowler Jr., Leo, University of Florida.
The biggest job interview of your life ends tonight. Stay by your phone.
Dave called with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We'll have our final decision in just a few hours. This is On the Clock. Jaguars.com live draft coverage starts right now.
This is a live look from high above Everbank Field, the 2015 Bud Light Draft Party presented by PRI Productions. And we're live on Jaguars.com, simulcasting on the big boards tonight as well. Welcome in, J.P. Shadrick with you at Everbank Field. It's a fantastic night for the 2015 NFL Draft. Over 30 Jacksonville restaurants here. Thousands of fans will be out here tonight to watch the draft live on the big boards. Plenty to get to tonight. We'll have full team coverage. John Osher will join us shortly. Jeff Loggeman from the Jaguars Radio Network also here as well. But full team coverage in Chicago. Brian Sexton is on the gold carpet tonight in Chicago. We'll get to him coming up. You can get in on the show tonight at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osher, at Jags Voice. Use the hashtag JacksDraft15 to get your photos involved tonight and throughout the coverage over the weekend, and especially tonight on the big boards. John Osher is with us, Jaguars.com senior writer. And this is cool. Not many.
Two or three.
I'll get to some.
That's later. When I'm working, you'll be hitting those, right?
I believe so. This is a fun night always, but even more fun now because of these boards.
Well, it is, and it's neat to be able to be out here and talk the draft and everybody out there watching, but especially in here, and what a night this is.
You wrote this morning on Jaguars.com and kind of handicapped the possibilities
right. With
the number three pick. Could be four guys, could be a trade. What do you feel right now?
Well, the good news is I handicapped him this morning. The bad news is it blew up about 2 hours later. I had basically Williams, Fowler, Cooper, White, you know, USC defensive end, Florida pass rusher, Alabama wide receiver, West Virginia wide receiver. And then there's the possibility of a trade. I still think it's at the top of the draft with Williams and Fowler. I still think they're going defense somewhere up there. We'll save that until later when I actually go off the air and I play GM. I don't think the trade that everybody's been talking about is as much of a possibility. I think Dave Caldwell wants a lot to move down. I think he wants a big-time impact player there at number three, and it's going to take a lot for him to come off of that. So we'll see what happens. I've been wrong before. Wrong a lot, as you know. But I think tonight, I think it's going to be defense in the top of the first.
Well, we had a chance to catch up with Dave Caldwell this morning. The interview is up on Jaguars.com. We'll have it for you coming up. But he said to us that he's narrowed it down from four or five guys to three guys, which makes sense at number three.
Well, yeah, and that does make sense because he needs to make sure that he accounts for every scenario, whether it's Jameis Winston number one, whether it's Marcus Mariota number two. You've got to make sure that you know what you're doing at three if it happens. Again, I think that means that Williams and Fowler are a possibility. If Williams is gone, then Fowler's there. And then what you don't know, Amari Cooper, Kevin White, there's not as much of a difference there as maybe people think. So I still think it's defense, but I think out of those four are the three that he's playing with. We'll see.
Could all heck break loose above the Jags tonight?
Well, I don't think it's going to break loose in Tampa. I think Jameis Winston, despite everything everybody says about him, I think his talent is enough to make him the number one pick. What's fascinating is, will that trade that everybody's been talking about with Tennessee, Mariota, somebody coming up, that has been assumed for a long time it's going to happen. But Tennessee wants a lot to move up. It takes a lot to move up to number two from anywhere down. And you just wonder if anybody loves Mariota enough. Everybody likes him. Everybody assumes there are other teams out there that like him. But does anybody really like him enough to take a chance on that spread quarterback and move up and give up an awful lot of equity to get up there? That's what we're going to find out. In, well, I bet we're going to watch, JP, but that's what we're going to find out in about an hour and a half.
Of course, the rumors bubble up today earlier that the Jags could be players at the back end of the first round again, even trading back up to get in late tonight. What do you think of that idea?
And that's an easy assumption to make. I wonder if it happens for this reason. Dave Caldwell likes having 7, 8, 9 draft picks. If he tries to move up, all of a sudden maybe you're giving up two of those and you have a 5-person draft. I don't know that's realistic. I think a trade up into the bottom of the first is very likely. If he can move back, get an extra 2nd, 3rd, 4th, something like that. If he has multiple picks after about 8:40 tonight, then it's realistic that he goes back up. Otherwise, maybe he does, but it's less likely, I would say.
This is a scary proposition I'm about to give to you, but let's consider that maybe Dave Caldwell's under the weather tonight, and it's GM John Osier, and the Jaguars are on the clock at number 3. Who you got, John?
I got Leonard Williams, because I think that somebody's going to execute that trade. Mariota's going to be gone, so then that leaves you with your pick of any other position. At that point, Leonard Williams, from there's no consensus, but the favorite seems to be that he's the best guy, he's the safest pick, so I think you go with him, and he can play a lot of positions along the front and make offense's game plan for you. Let's go with Leonard Williams. I'll probably be wrong.
We'll hold you to it, though, and we'll look forward to your writing and coverage throughout the weekend here on Jaguars.com.
Thanks, JP.
There he is, John Osier, senior writer, Jaguars.com. Our team coverage continues now at the gold carpet outside of the Auditorium Theater in Chicago. Brian Sexton is standing by with live reports.
Not even in the big leagues. Oh, my God, all-star. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, JP and John. We're here on the gold carpet. The gold because it celebrates the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl this year. In fact, since we arrived on Tuesday, almost everything in the downtown area has been gold, including last night, the radio towers on top of the old Sears Tower. You can see right now, this is obviously very much a Hollywood scene. It's very festive. There's been all sorts of questions, fashion to quizzes. It's kind of an interesting scene setter, and just that next step for the NFL draft. And I've been here observing some of the questions and listening. Guys like Shane Ray and Randy Gregory, who just came through, and they're still answering questions about their off-the-field indiscretions. Everyone here is still wondering where they'll be when tonight is over. Will both or either of them end up in the first round? So we'll find out before too long. Just hours away now from the start of this entire endeavor. An hour away, about an hour and a half probably. The Jaguars go on the clock. So it's just building. It's been building for a couple of days. It was celebratory when we got here on Tuesday. That was just the pre-party. As you can see behind me now, the real deal is about to begin. We'll check in with you, and we'll obviously be live with the Jaguars selection shortly after they make it. Until then, we'll send it back to you guys at Everbank Field, where I'm sure you're enjoying a festive place as well.
Brian, thank you very much. We'll look forward to that coming up after the Jags draft pick tonight. Of course, that's all the fanfare in Chicago tonight, but every team in the league has a nerve center, and no different for the Jaguars tonight. They're down in the draft room inside the offices here at Everbank Field, and it's a process, getting the room ready, that's happened even all the way back before last year's draft. A big board with magnetic info cards for each player. They're constantly updated year-round to reflect where the team thinks players stand. But the details of the war room are planned down to the smallest detail, including a schematic of seating locations, internet needs, laptop computers, television connections, and more. And each connection is established and checked a number of times for safety. Dave Caldwell and head coach Gus Bradley sit in the middle of the room along with Mark Lamping, owner Shad Khan, Tony Khan as well. And each scout or personnel person has an assigned seat around the room in order to give Caldwell any help if he needs it, any questions if they come up during the draft, especially when the team's on the clock and time is short. With the draft room ready, all that's left now is to make a pick. And earlier today, inside that draft room, we caught up with the man who will make the selection tonight, Jaguars GM Dave Caldwell, who is rested, relaxed, and ready.
Well, I slept in and hung out with my wife a little bit and my son before I went to school, and came in and went and did a little workout down in San Marco. And came down here and just got some lunch and hung out and now showered and cleaned up a little bit.
You've done this a few times. Now it's your third draft of the Jags. So what changes in your routine, your final preparation, a few hours left?
You know, not a whole lot. You just kind of waiting to see if you hear from any teams in terms of any possible trade scenarios, and we haven't heard much, but if we do, you know, we'll take a look at everything involved.
It's the end of a long process, obviously, the huge scouting staff, the coaching staff involved more than the last couple of years combined now, but just take us through that whole process. This started even before last year's draft.
Right? Yeah, you know, our scouts have been working on next year's draft already for the last about 4 or 5 months, so we always try and stay about 6 months ahead of the draft, and then or a year and 6 months ahead of draft, and so just up until about from the combine on, we've met with our coaching staff and our personnel staff on a daily basis, and feel good about the plan we have in place.
Take us through your final checklist in this room tonight. What else do you need to get done, and what's left for you to do?
Well, we got cookies, so that's good. I would say that's about it, and then maybe get a little bit of excitement in here and some music, I guess. About it.
Music. What kind of music do you play on draft night?
It's up to Marty Miller, our West Coast scout. He's the draft day DJ.
Dave, have there been phone calls? Has it been busy?
It hasn't really been too busy, to be honest with you. I think you know, most of the phone calls are probably going on maybe a little bit in front of us for those teams that need quarterbacks, and then there's been just some basic, hey, you know, we may have some interest in moving up or back, but not the first round, but maybe in the second or third round. So we've just been talking about that.
Here's what he has to work with, one pick per round, one on the docket tonight, but of course it could be more if the Jags are players to move back into the bottom of the round. They alternate between the fourth and third pick in each of the following rounds. Tomorrow, the 36th and 67th overall selections in the second and third rounds respectively. And of course, Saturday, a busy day with four full rounds, but that all could change if there are trades or movement for the Jaguars. We'll keep you posted here on Jaguars.com. Where the selections fall. We welcome in Jeff Lagerman, Jaguars Radio Network analyst, and draft night is always fun, Jeff.
Well, it's a sign of hope. You know, every team that's drafted in the top 10 wants to get to the bottom of the first round in the future, so it represents a lot of great things for teams that have a lot of needs.
As a player, you were, 1989? I won't tell you how old I was in 1989, but as a draft pick coming out, what do you remember about
so
that
what are
night?
You trying to say,
I'm
JP?
Saying,
I'm old?
I'm a little bit gray.
Yeah,
there,
that's right. I've earned my gray.
Maybe. But what was that night like for you?
Well, the draft was a lot different back then. You know, they didn't invite players to the draft. They didn't have all the hype leading up to it, although there was some. It was televised on ESPN at that time, and I wasn't invited to New York or to Chicago for a draft. I stayed at home with family and sat by the phone and made sure that everybody was off of it, because back then we didn't even have cell phones.
Have you made peace with Mel Kiper Jr.?
You know what? Mel asked me to come on his radio show a few years back, and I politely declined. But I would love to actually see him face-to-face in person and not over the telephone, because I'd like to bury the hatchet in a very pleasant way with a very firm handshake.
Not bury the hatchet in his forehead. That's not what you want.
Well, that wouldn't hurt none. I'm just kidding.
What do you expect tonight? There's a lot of rumors about moves above the Jags. Now the Jags can move back in the first round. There's always talk about this every year, but rarely does it happen as much as you hear.
Well, and in a perfect world, you could trade back and acquire more picks. There's a lot of good football players. And if you look at the draft historically, the top five aren't greatly better than what the 10 through 15 picks are in the first round. The percentage, it's a percentages game. You know, you'd like to be able to pick a guy who's going to stay healthy. He's going to be a great player. He's going to stay out of trouble and everything else that goes along with that. But the percentages show that you can still do that with more picks and maybe have greater success with more picks. That's why you hear the general managers always talking leading up to the draft that we would like to acquire more picks. The hard part is finding a dance partner, because every general manager wants more picks.
Takes two to tango.
That's right.
That's for sure. Now, we were talking about this earlier on Jaguars Radio on 1010XL just across the field here. It's his third draft for Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley. Are nerves a factor on this night for a GM, or is it after the fact?
No, I don't think it's nerves. I mean, some of the scouting staff was right on the field behind us here for a bit, and they're relaxing, kind of enjoying the scene as well. You know, but with Dave, I think it's more of an adrenaline thing. I mean, today is the Super Bowl for the general managers in the National Football League. Even though the free agency period kind of has a little bit of that slant, this is the lifeblood of every NFL franchise. It's the NFL draft. Today, as you find out, today's going to be a day in which you either build for the future to be a consistent winner, or you don't draft players and you continue to find ways to try to find more.
I asked John Osher this a while ago, but let's say Dave is out of the room and all of a sudden the Jags are on the clock and they bring in Jeff Lagerman as the general manager to make the pick. What does GM Jeff Lagerman do with the pick tonight?
Well, I mean, for me, I'm hoping that one of the quarterbacks is going to be still on the board and there's somebody that's willing to come up and give me a whole lot for it. I mean, it would be great to see that Marcus Mariota is still on the draft board and the Philadelphia Eagles have a great desire to get him, which would be a great storyline for the NFL, a college coach and a college player reunited in the National Football League. But if that doesn't happen and I'm on the clock and I have to pick somebody and the quarterbacks are gone, Dante Fowler is my guy. He's a University of Florida product. He's got great flexibility. He's a violent player. He's got quick twitch ability. He can play a lot of different positions. I think it would disappoint a lot of people in his first season because the expectations would be very high for him. But I think he has a very high ceiling in years 2, 3, and 4 down the road.
Why am I not shocked that a defensive end picks a defensive end?
Well, I mean, this football team needs one. You know, the last great defensive end player for this football team that was drafted was Tony Brackett. You know, and you need to have those type of impactful players because that's what you're hoping to get that high in the draft is an impactful player that can change the course of the game. And I think Dante Fowler can be one of those guys. I think Leonard Williams could be one of those guys. I also think that Vic Beasley could be one of those guys later on, kind of towards the 10th pick overall in the round. So you could find that player with a lot of different picks and a lot of different scenarios. Trading back would be the perfect one.
You said a lot of names there, Jeff. But you got to pick one name tonight, and you just picked Fowler.
I'll take Fowler.
Okay, there you go. Jeff, we'll look forward
I didn't pick your Alabama guy, Amari Cooper.
No, I'm not picking tonight. I'm not the GM.
But you'd like to be.
No, that's not what I said.
Roll Tide.
Not at all. Hey, we'll look forward to hearing you on radio coming up tonight and throughout the night until 10 o'clock on 1010XL. And, of course, here on Jaguars.com as we go along over the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
Jeff Lagerman, Jaguars Radio Network analyst, joining us. Of course, our full coverage will continue all weekend here on Jaguars.com. We'll be live after every single pick, starting tonight, of course, instant analysis, coverage of the press conferences for Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley after every pick, and behind-the-scenes video and more. That's tonight, Friday, and Saturday. The only place you need to be for Jaguars draft coverage is Jaguars.com. Our thanks to John Osier, Brian Sexton in Chicago, and Jeff Lagerman. And for everyone involved in the production, I'm J.P. Shadrick. Enjoy the draft party tonight. We'll see you after the Jaguars pick a little bit later.